We have another opportunity to continue the Bible class. If you can reflect our mind, our lesson was taken from Genesis chapter 2, verse number 18 to 25. That is where our lesson all is about, was taken from this topic. But we have learned a lot, and we have noticed that men and women, we grieve together as lovely ones, as you want to please each other. But unfortunately, along the road, it seems like a lot of things happens in our marriage. And we call it, in this lesson, I call it the destruction of marriage. A lot of things, we meet as loved ones, and unfortunately, along the road, something bad happened to our family, our loved ones, our marriage, and it seems like our marriage start to what? Fall apart. So, since about 3-4 weeks, we have learned the causes. What causes the problem? Because we need to know what causes the problem. As I've already said, we meet as what? Loved ones. The first time you met my wife, I met my husband, we are loved ones. But along the road, you see, like, it seemed like it happened like we hate, we become like enemies, we hate each other. So, what are these destructions which make fall us apart? So, God, so good, we have learned something. I say, these are some, there is more, but in this lesson, we have just gathered some of the problems, some of the things which causes problem in our marriage. We have learned that maturity is one of them. Immaturity is one of them. At times, God is not what? The center of our marriage. And also, this also causes problem into our marriage. And you also have said failure to understand commitment. Failure to understand commitment also cause problem into our marriage. Failure to understand commitment. And we have also learned that something called external influences also cause problem into our marriage. And we mentioned external influences, something about what? Friends. Friends cause a problem. At times, I'm not saying always, but at times, friends cause problems into our marriage. Media. We have learned that media is also one of the facts, one of the causes of the problem, media. We have also learned about family. Mothers, fathers, sisters, brothers, who knows? All these are called external influence, and they cause problem into our marriage. And we also learn something about secularism. Secularism. The idea that there's no God. Evolution. You came here by what? Big Bang. You came here by what? Big Bang. This is the teaching which our university students, they are learning, that we came here by what? Accident. So if you acquire this knowledge in our marriage, it's going to affect our marriage, even not only in our marriage, even our what? Relationship with God also is a problem. Secularism is also one of the problems which cause our marriage, destroy our marriage. And also the thing we learn about false concept of what? Manhood. How culture always want to praise two family want to place somebody high rather than the other. The false concept of what? Manhood. I am a man, so you need to listen to me. All these things is not what? Helping our marriage. If it is the decision you are taking is based upon the Bible, that's fine. But if it's not based on the Bible, no matter how. So it's causing a false concept of manhood. It's our problem. Problem which caused a lot of problem in our marriage. You continue for destruction of marriage. It seems like this last 2 weeks we allow people to ask questions which we don't understand. So you continue. Something called lack drugs. Drugs also what? It's a problem, cause problem into our marriage. Drugs. Apart from external influence, drugs also cause a problem, including what? Alcohol. Drugs including alcohol. Look at how many marriage has been destroyed because of alcoholism. Alcohol. Although you classify it as a legal, but alcoholism, alcohol is a what? It's a drug. When you compare as marriage, let's be. If you want our marriage to be successful, this also is a problem. Drugs. And also what? Lack of trust. Lack of trust. The things which cause damage our marriage, because I said you meet as what? Love people. You love each other. And along the way, you find a problem, a lot of problem just come into our marriage. One of them is what? Lack of trust. Lack of trust. You can't build any relationship without trust. That is the fact. That is the fact that you no relationship can go on without lack of trust. Lack of trust is the problem causing in our marriage. If I don't trust my wife, if my wife don't trust me, I'm assure you it's going to what? Cause a problem in our marriage. No matter how you think, you are scholars, you know, or it will cause a problem, because no relationship can be built up without what? Without trust. So lack of trust is also one of the problems causing our marriage. Lack of kindness. There is so many things. Lack of what? Kindness. Kindness. Please. Oh, sorry. Oh, give this. Oh, let me help. You have to show kind to each other. Kindness. Lack of kindness also is what? It's also causing problem into our marriage. And also, the big one also is what? Financial what? Problems. Financial problem also cause this, also cause problem into our marriage. Financial difficulties. You want to be like, one thing I know that always, even Christians, you don't want to what? Show what is called appreciation. Appreciation. You don't want to appreciate what God wants from us. Always what? It seems like always you want more. Always you want more. So lack, financial problem, pressure is also causing a problem. If you don't know, it's causing a problem into our marriage. And one thing I am going to add is this one, I will not spend too much time here, because a lot of people here are marriage people. So even if you have committed that offense or that mistake, I know God has already what? Forgive us. For the lesson, for the sake of what? Advising, counseling people, or train our children God has given to us. I think it is one of also a problem cause, one of the destroyers cause problem in our marriage. And he said, sometimes the seed of destruction are planted before what? Before marriage. Sometimes the seed of what? Destruction is planted before marriage. What did I mean? Because sometimes the problem you do is you know ourselves, you build our relationship what? In a physical way. A lot of times you build our relationship in a physical way. In a physical way, like what? Like the person which maybe have choose to be married or something. You fornicate. You fornicate or you do something which don't please God. And this thing you do, you build our marriage in what? On a physical way. So something cause a lot of problem in our marriage is what? Sometimes the destruction seed are planted before the marriage even begin. When relationship before marriage are on a physical basis. And one thing is, if you do that, you don't what? Follow God's plan. Because in our lesson, you said marriage is what? Is something which is prepared by what? God. And we need to go according to God's instruction. And as we are dating each other, that's what I'm saying, we are married people, we just learning this to what? If opportunity to come for us to counsel people. A lot of times, even maybe somebody will come to us and say, see us as godly people, he want advice. The advice you can give to them is what? They have to what? Build their marriage in a spiritual platform, in a spiritual way, the way God wants it. Why? Because that is very important. Because a lot of times you destroy our marriage even before you just go to a marriage. God has given it to us. A lot of people, even which you are here, you make that offense. You did that offense. And by God's grace, what Jesus did on the cross, we have been forgiven. And we have to learn these things to what? To give advice to people, to our children as we are growing up. I'm saying so because even statistics showing that people who live together before marriage, about 80% married and what? They divorce. About 80% marriage and what? They divorce. What is so? Somebody will say, why is this so? Because the issue is, when I'm going to buy a dress or a shoe, the law is what? Or what we think it, you have to what? Measure it so that if it is fit me before what? I buy it. If I want to buy a coat, at least I need to what? Measure it before what? I buy it. But when it comes to marriage, the relationship of marriage, that idea doesn't work in God's sight. Because you say the marriage was what? Prepared by God. So I have opportunity to test my shoe before what? Buying it. To test my coat before buying it. But By marriage, God don't want us to do that. And we have to know the reason why God is saying so. That's why I say about 80%. Statistics show that about 80% go to what? Have build their relationship with what? Physical. And it go about 80% what? For about divorce. And as one example is, when a lot of people have served military before, or no? Who has done that? Brother, have you served military service? The question is, if you want to be a military, go to join a military, did the people send you to battle for before they pick you? The answer is no. The answer is no. You see, so it is wrong. It is wrong. No matter how you look from it, it is wrong for us to what? To know our wife or know our partner before what? Marry. And I'm saying that if you do that, you build our relationship with what? Physical. Good though, if you have committed, you have done that it's so many years, God, I know God is a what? God of forgiving. God has forgiveness, but I'm saying this for our advantage, for our learning, that you know it, that even if you did that, it is a sin, and God has forgiveness, and it is, we have a privilege, what, to learn this and share to other people. He say, living couples show a disrespect to institution of marriage. Live in couples, what they are doing, what? They show disrespect of the institution of marriage. This is not how God ordained it. You see, that's why I'm saying, you don't. We have right to test my shoe, I have right to test my coat, but in God's sight, I don't have right, what? To test the thing. Could you imagine, if you're married, go to marriage with virginity. If you have, because God, what God, Jesus always said is, he wants his church to be what? To be what? Pure. To be pure. And the same thing is marriage. God wants our marriage, what? To be pure. So, going something like, knowing ourselves physical before marriage is a sin. It's a sin we always cause against God. And it is caused destruction into our marriage. It caused destruction into our marriage. Their respect is not hidden after marriage. One thing is saying that, statistics showing that, if you live together and you marry, the thing comes out that instead of us to respect ourselves, you become what? Disrespectful. You become disrespectful into a what? Into husband and wife. Because after all, the first what? The first law has been broken. So there's nothing seek me for us to what? To break another law. So building our marriage in a physical way is also causing problem, a lot of problem in our marriage. And today, I'm saying we as children of God, we are so fortunate that we are still in the Lord's church, and God has forgiven us. And that's why I'm saying disrespectful. Because violate one law is easy to what? To do the other one. Marriage is more work, intimate time, sacrifice, and etc. Marriage is what? It's about time. It need more work, and it need more sacrifice. You see, so, yeah. Yeah, we can see.
On the subject you are dealing with,
yeah,
that is building the marriage
in the physical.
In the physical,
yeah,
and we should the marriage should be built
in the spiritual
in Christ.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking that there are some people who are not Christian.
Yeah.
And they've been married.
Yeah.
And their marriage is flourishing.
Yeah.
And they are happy and they live long.
Yeah.
We have so many examples like that.
Yeah.
Of people who don't know Christ.
Yeah, of course.
Who don't read the Bible.
Yeah.
So, if you look at that, building your marriage on the faith alone may not sustain marriage. Because some people don't know the faith. Yet, all these values of marriage, the exhibiting,
yes, yeah,
show,
yes, succeed.
Yeah, the Bible in the book of what's it called, 2 Peter chapter 1:5, say add to your faith.
Yeah.
So there are many reasons why marriages fail.
Yeah.
It's not because we believe in Christ. There are universal principles of living together.
Yeah.
Of working together. We, apart from marriages, we see friends and companions that last long forever.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
those values are not protected,
yeah.
they will fall. And many of the Christian marriages do not know that. They only believe in Christ.
Yeah.
There are things that will make me and you stay together for long.
Yeah.
If those rules are broken,
yeah.
they will not
yeah.
stay. That is the reason why some people who are not Christian can sustain their marriages and live long
forever. Yeah, Thank you. Even this question, I think who asked this question that he has seen that those who are not worshiping God, it seems like they succeed. I forgot the quotation. They are not succeeding. They are succeeding. It seems like they are progressing more than those who are what following God's instruction. And this thing is. Paul, I think Paul said in Corinthians, he said, if you come to know what? The truth. And you what? You go out. What happens? Your life become what? More miserable than what it is. God's scheme of redemption, God knows what he is doing. For those who are outside there, you have nothing to say about them. God will judge these people, or God will instruct these people. We don't know why these people, their marriage and all this. Me, my grandmother, my all this thing. They haven't known Christ or God. They think God is there because my grandfather was a king, and even my grandmother was a queen. So they always believe that there is God. But their marriage succeeded. They succeeded their marriage. Can you understand God we can't understand, comprehend what God make that possible. But as for Christians, this is way and manner God wants our marriage to go.
Before you read that, the passage I mentioned says that add to your faith
yeah.
virtue, and to virtue knowledge.
Yeah.
The apostle recognizes that faith will take you to eternal life.
Yeah.
But he still emphasizes
not
by
faith
the
alone.
Inspiration of the Holy Spirit that add to knowledge. If you don't know
yeah.
how to deal with a man, you will find it difficult to live with him.
Yeah,
if you don't know how to abide, so many of that knowledge of how to relate and interact
yeah.
is missing.
Yeah.
And this was, so for example, because I'm a Christian, I cannot do medical practice. I have to go and learn medical practice
yeah.
before I can do medical practice or a psychoanalyst.
Yeah.
My faith does not go beyond that. I have to learn the skill. So there is a skill,
yeah,
which either you learn it from home, in the community, or you go for a formal lesson,
yeah,
of how to live. So that is fundamental. It's not just about being in faith, because the faith is broad, it's big, the knowledge is big.
Yeah. But I don't know what the contribution, because this thing we are learning the things cause problem. You see, the things which cause our marriage what? To fall apart. And after this, we are going to what? We are going to learn how to what? Build our marriage. I think that is the place where maybe you can, this idea that you have to build what? Build out. We can accept that idea as well. But this is what we are looking about, some of the destroyers. Something which destroy, we allow it what? To come into our marriage, what? To destroy our marriage. This is what the lesson we are learning today. So God willing, you continue and find, if the problem comes, all this problem, if they have come into our marriage, how do you what? Solve it. How do you what? Build it up. So I think that place, maybe your contribution will be also carried on.
Just to respond again to what Bakatun said.
Yeah.
It's very important for us as Christians to actually understand what the concept of faith is.
Yeah.
Why do I say this? Just permit me for a little bit of minutes. Some years ago, I actually met this man. Very successful, doing well, good and obedient children, married, very successful, had a successful career. And we got talking. In the course of the discussion, in fact, he doesn't believe in God. He doesn't believe in God.
Yeah.
And I was really amazed. So I looked at how he was doing well. And this is a very principled person. He's so principled, you know, even in the course of our discussion, he told me that, look, if someone does anything wrong to you, forgive the person, don't bear anger, don't bear grudge, you know, every principle of the scriptures, but he does not believe in God.
Yeah.
And when we started talking, I kept preaching to him, you know, he was still holding fast to his own doctrine of there is no God, that God is your heart, God yourselves, so the things you practice, and all that, and all that. Of course, that's just that. So, but my point is, after the discussion, I looked at his lifestyle, his principles, his, you know, the things he hold by. These are exactly the things that we have in the scriptures.
Yeah.
But the thing is this, most of us as Christians study these things, we know these things, but we do not apply
it.
These things.
That's our problem.
So the fundamental is this, the true success lies in the application of these words, because the word of God is universal.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who the person is.
Yeah.
Whether you believe that there is God or not, if you go to the field and you plant, you will yield.
Yeah.
And that is the grace that God has given
to everybody. Yeah.
So when we bring this back to marriage again, you realize that sometimes most of us as Christians, we are, even sometimes we're single, oh, when I want to marry a Christian and all that, and you get married to a Christian. But the question is, are we actually practicing those principles that the scriptures have told us about, the laws and the rules that guide us as Christians, even in our marriages, and all that? Because when we look at marriage, like you talked about respect and sacrifice, that's what marriage is all about.
Yeah.
And even when Paul himself was giving us the rules of marriage in the book of Ephesians, the only comparison that Paul could use was the relationship of Christ and the church.
Yeah.
So as Christians, if in our thinking, we put that behind the mind of our body, behind the back of our minds, rather, that marriage, the only, because it is heavenly, you know, it's God that ordained it. And so, even for us as Christians, as long as we understand that, we need to look at it as Christ and the church, as Paul described it.
Yeah.
But if we look at it otherwise, and like you said earlier, making it to be based on things of the physical,
yeah,
and all that. Oh, this person is doing that, why are you doing it to me?
Yeah.
Oh, I've read in social media that this is how it should be, why am I not saying this?
Yeah.
We give room to those cracks. And so that's the reason why sometimes those who are not Christians seems to make it much more easier, because they apply these principles. While most of those who actually know this word, according to what Paul said, that we have the knowledge but not the zeal, and it seems as if things don't work. So it's just
Yeah, thank you. Let me, because this one I want to finish. God willing, next week you will start the what? Reconstruction of marriage. How you can what? Build our marriage on. The lesson is in the series. God has shown us what our marriage is based upon. That one says we have learned says what? Things our marriage is what? Based upon. That's why I'm saying at times, for all what God has given to us, you because we are human being, we fall what? Short. We fall short. We sin along the road. And we have list some of the things which we don't pay attention. And before you notice, all these things we call it destroyers of marriage, has what? Just enter into our marriage. And what? Before you notice, they have destroyed our marriage. So, we got so good, we have what? Notice the destroyers of marriage. Some things which cause problem into our marriage. God so good, we are going to continue how to what? To build our marriage to a standard God wanted to be. God want to be. So if I can continue, brother, look, I will give you a chance. Let me just conclude this thing. I said one of the problem which cause or destroy our marriage is what? Building our relationship what? In a physical way. It will cause, I say, it's not always cause the problem, but it is one of the fact that cause problem in our marriage. All these things you have learned, like immaturity, with external influence. A lot of times, these things, not all of them can cause a problem. But if you allow these things to happen in our marriage, it can cause a problem. Because after all, we are married people. You love one another. So what is the problem around the road? You become like enemies. What are this problem? This problem, by God so good, we have noticed here that one is what? Immaturity. Secondly, is God is not what? The center of our marriage. At times, if we are not building our marriage in the Bible, it is going to cause a problem in our marriage along the road. So this is the problems causing, things causing the problem. Maybe you have more. If you have more, please bring it out. But by the solution, God's grace, we are going to continue how to build our marriage in a proper way. Even if that problem comes, if I offend my wife, if my wife offends me, how do you solve it? How do you solve it as a Christian? I'm looking at it as a Christian perspective. I'm not looking at it as worldly need to offer. But I'm looking at it, what can you do in case you fall short along the road of these things? In case I offend my wife, in case my wife offends me, what can we do to bring each other as God has ordained it at the first? So this is all about what we want to do. If you have the problem, this one of the destroyers, something which destroy our marriage, this is the time you can bring it. So bringing a question, maybe what we are going to treat it in the future, it seems like it's delaying our time. So if you have the idea that causes problem into our marriage, that is the time for us to what? to share so that you all learn and what? Prepare for that. So if that thing happened, you have already what? Notice or you have already learned that we have to, anything you do, you need to what? Be very cautious of it, because it can what? Cause a marriage into our family or into our marriage. So apart from these things which I have listed, please, if you have I've listed like immaturity, God is not the center of our marriage. Do not seek biblical answers. No desire to work out. Failure to understand commitment. Extended influences. You have learned media, friends, family, secularism, false concept of manhood. Today, God so good, you have said drugs also is a problem, including alcohol. It also can cause a problem. Some people have drink alcohol, but it's not causing their problem. But some people also what? Have the same issue and it's causing problem to their marriage. You see? So alcohol is also a problem. It can cause a problem into our marriage. And we said lack of trust also can cause a problem. And lack of what? Kindness. Financial pressure can cause problem into our marriage. And today, God so good, we have learned that building our marriage in a physical way can also what? Cause a problem into our marriage. Building our marriage in a physical way. In other way, knowing our partner before what? Married is a sin. It's not good. God don't want it to go in that way. So this is so far what we have learn together. God willing, next week we are going to what? Tackle if the problem comes. How do you what? Solve it so that you can live together as God wants it. So if Bralocky, if you can bring your question.